I'm Jaron Cohen with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for May 29th, 2026. Masked demonstrators affiliated with the white nationalist group Patriot Front appeared in Bowling Green and Munfordville earlier this month. Residents reacted online with anger, confusion, and concern after videos and photos of the rallies spread across social media. Western Kentucky University sociology professor Marcus Brooks says Patriot Front often avoids openly hateful language in favor of messaging centered on white identity and nationalism.
The message that they're giving out in their literature, in their manifesto, is about let's preserve the white heritage of the nation, right? So we want to build strong white men so they can build strong white families that are headed by strong white women to build a strong white community.
Brooks warns direct confrontations with the group can reinforce what he calls a narrative of victimhood, commonly used by extremist organizations, and instead recommends drowning out the rhetoric with adjacent peaceful protests. The Kentucky Natural Lands Trust repurposed a decommissioned fire watchtower on Pine Mountain to help track bird migration in June of 2025. The project, done in partnership with the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources and the American Bird Conservancy, uses radio telemetry to track tagged birds, bats, and insects around the world. This helps researchers and conservation groups better understand the migratory patterns of birds in Appalachia. Kentucky currently has 18 of these bird tracking stations and plans to bring another online this year. Healing Appalachia, a concert festival organized to help address recovery needs in the region, has canceled its planned 2026 festival. The organization cited rising costs and the current economic environment as why it had to call off the event. It said it would focus its resources on the opioid recovery programs at the heart of the group's mission. The announcement said the event would return in 2027. A major section of I-65 in central Louisville is shutting down for 2 months starting Monday. LPM's Satchel Walton spoke to drivers who are planning for new routes and significant congestion on city streets.
Mike Phillips commutes from New Albany to downtown Louisville. He generally avoids the affected areas of I-65, but told me that he is not looking forward to the extra traffic on other streets.
Well, I imagine that traffic's going to have to be redirected, and it's going to be like putting 20 ounces in a 16-ounce cup.
The detour will route drivers west around I-264, but state officials expect many drivers to use local streets instead. That's Terry Mandely's plan for getting downtown from Hikes Lane.
I will normally, the way I go home is Newburgh Road, so I would come in that way instead of using I-65. It's going to take a little bit extra time, but that's part of it, you know. So just glad the city is finally getting something done, and we just hope the process goes smoothly.
125,000 drivers use this portion of the highway each day. State officials say the shutdown will make the rebuilding of three overpasses safer and at least a year faster than it would be if only some lanes were shut down. State officials recommend that drivers use navigation apps for real-time traffic updates and try to avoid driving in affected areas during the busiest hours. I'm Satchel Walton in Louisville.
Fayette County Public Schools approved next year's budget Wednesday as they continue to grapple with a financial crisis. Last month, officials said they had found financial misreporting dating back nearly two decades. The district is also the subject of multiple audits after a $16 million shortfall was discovered last year. They also approved taking out a $95 million loan to meet payroll. That's a drawdown from the district's initial proposal of $110 million. The crisis has caused widespread outcry among district parents and staff. Many called for the resignation of Superintendent Demetrius Liggins during a lengthy public comment period. FCPS parent Matthew Veed has been speaking out at board meetings for months.
This district cannot move forward with Dr. Liggins. It is impossible to do. The task ahead of us is twofold. That the task ahead of us is fixing the finances and restoring public trust.
The final budget must be submitted to the Kentucky Board of Education in September. Learn more at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.